Everybody knows what a document is, right? Lots of examples immediately come to mind: the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Emancipation Proclamation, the Communist Manifesto, the Code of Hammurabi. Not all documents are quite so grand, though. Think about contracts and letters, receipts and invoices, tickets, newspapers. Those are much more part of our daily experience, so that's familiar territory. Maybe. Many of those things now are often digital. Some stores, for instance, are offering the option of digital receipts sent by email. Email. So documents don't have to be in paper or even in physical form. What about spreadsheets? Those are documents too, so I guess they don't have to be in text either. Like the Rosetta Stone, or the AIDS quilt, or images like the Bayeux Tapestry, or that photograph of the naked girl in Vietnam running after she was napalmed, or a documentary film like the Civil War. There seems to be more here than meets the eye, so maybe it's worth a further look. Some documents, like the Magna Carta or the prehistoric cave paintings, are known by almost everybody because of their age and importance. But others are less well known and yet still made a big difference. Diderot's Encyclopedia, John Snow's map of the 1854 cholera outbreak in London, the South Carolina Articles of Secession, the first email, the first YouTube video, the first text message. Merry Christmas, by the way, 1992. These are all products of their time and prevailing technology. I wonder if Martin Luther would have blogged the 95 Theses today. Would Benjamin Franklin have published Poor Richard's Almanac as an app? These are artifacts of human activity emerging from their social context to have some significant impact. Each of these tells a story. I'm Joe Janes of the University of Washington Information School, and in this series I want to tell some of those stories. How and why important documents got created, what impact they had, maybe where they are now, what connections they have to the modern world. How, for example, a single book came to dominate an entire nation for a generation, and how another laid the intellectual groundwork for the Holocaust. How 39 words opened up civic society for half a population. How a technical standards document transformed forever most of an entire layer of commerce. How a four-century-old papal decree affects your life every day. And how a two-page journal article allowed us to see the universe inside each of us for the very first time. These are stories, big and small, good and bad, about documents you know, and some you don't, or only think you do. Ultimately, these are stories of us and who and how we are. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do.